Welcome, welcome, welcome to the very first slice of It's American Tech Bite. I'm your guide on this tech adventure, Roger Heilig, and I'm super thrilled to have you join me. Picture this as your go-to snack for all things digital, the appetizer to your tech-savvy main course, if you will. Now, I know you might be thinking, Roger, there are so many apps and gadgets out there, it's like a digital jungle. And you're not wrong. But that's exactly why we're here, to carve a path through this tech forest. Today, we're starting with a powerhouse of an app. Yes, you guessed it, WhatsApp. For countless folks around the globe, WhatsApp has become as essential as the morning cup of coffee. But here's the twist. Beyond the chats and the endless stream of memes, there's a potent tool for business growth. And let me tell you, it's hiding in plain sight. So, whether you're the proud owner of a quirky boutique, the brain behind a startup that's going to change the world, or you're simply looking to add a digital edge to your local family business, this episode is handmade for you. We're going to chat about how this app can transform the game, turn customers into loyal fans, and yes, even make that cha-ching sound occur more frequently. So, grab your favorite beverage, settle in, and let's jump right into the sleek and simple world of WhatsApp. Just think of it as your tech buddy, here to help you climb that ladder of success, one message at a time. So, what is WhatsApp? Let's peel back the layers. WhatsApp is a free messaging app that lets you text, call, video chat, and share media with others. It works on smartphones and computers, transcending the traditional SMS and phone call limits. It's like having your personal communication hub that transcends borders, and all you need is an internet connection. Born in 2009, WhatsApp was the brainchild of two former Yahoo employees, Brian Acton and Jan Koum. Their vision was a simplistic, ad-free messaging experience that focused on privacy and functionality. The app quickly gained traction because of its user-friendly interface and the fact it used your phone number as identification, seamlessly integrating with your contact list. Fast forward to today, WhatsApp has more than 2 billion users worldwide. It's part of our daily lives, used by folks to stay in touch with family and friends or even news outlets to disseminate information. It has become an essential tool in many people's communication arsenal, offering encryption and features that respect user privacy, which at the time of its rise was quite revolutionary. But this isn't just an app for chatting, oh no, WhatsApp has evolved. It's a platform that has expanded its capabilities, becoming an invaluable tool for businesses and professionals, connecting customers and clients across the globe with ease and efficiency. To sum it up, WhatsApp is much more than just a messaging app. It's a comprehensive communication tool that has not only changed the way we connect with one another on a personal level, but has also transformed how businesses interact with customers. Stick around as we dive deeper into how WhatsApp can be leveraged for business growth. Has the term WhatsApp been buzzing around in your ears lately? Maybe you've heard about it as a great tool for staying in touch, or even better, as a way to grow your business. But you might be wondering, how on earth do I get started with it? No worries, my friend, because that's exactly what we're going to tackle right now. Picture this. A free app that can connect you with your clients and customers, no matter where they are in the world. That's WhatsApp for you in a nutshell. Here's the lowdown on getting it up and running. Step 1. Head over to your smartphone's app store. If you're an iPhone user, that's your Apple App Store. For Android folks, it's your Google Play Store. Once there, simply type WhatsApp into the search bar, download, and let it install. Now, the moment the app is installed, open it up. You'll be prompted to agree to their terms of service, which is always a good read for the ins and outs of what you're signing up for. After that, it's time to start punching in your phone number. This is crucial because WhatsApp uses your number to connect with other people. Upon entering your number, you'll receive a text with a verification code. Enter that code into WhatsApp, and voila, the verification is complete. You're in. Next, set up your profile. Choose a profile picture that represents your business well. It could be your logo or a professional headshot if you're the face of your brand. Then, add your business name and a short bio. Make sure it's something that'll convey your what, why, and how to potential contacts right off the bat. The interface is straightforward, and that's the beauty of it. The main screen will show you three tabs: chats, status, and calls. Chats is where all your conversations will live. Status allows you to share updates that disappear after 24 hours. And calls, well, that's self-explanatory. At the top right, there's a little camera icon for quick picture messages and a speech bubble for starting new chats. The bottom right corner houses a green round button with a message icon. Tap it to begin a new conversation, group, or broadcast list. Take a moment now. Familiarize yourself with the layout. Start a chat, send a message, maybe try making a call. Feels smooth, doesn't it? You're not just getting started anymore, you're officially WhatsApp ready. Grab yourself an espresso, as we've just completed the digital equivalent of setting up a lemonade stand on the busiest street corner on the internet superhighway. Ready to call over some thirsty customers? Perfect, because that's exactly where we're headed in the next part of our chat. Stay tuned. All right, folks, let's dive into one of the most exciting aspects of WhatsApp, the WhatsApp Business app. This little gem is a powerhouse for small business owners. Imagine a tool that lets you effortlessly connect with your customer base at their convenience. That's WhatsApp Business for you. Now, if you're a small business owner, you know how critical customer communication is, right? Traditional methods like phone calls and emails can get the job done. But we are in the age of instant gratification. That's where WhatsApp Business steps in. It's fast, it's personal, and it's incredibly user-friendly. When you first download the app, you'll notice it's pretty similar to the standard WhatsApp interface. But here's the kicker. WhatsApp Business is loaded with features designed specifically for businesses. For starters, you can create a business profile with valuable information like your store address, business description, email address, and website. This isn't just about providing information, it's about building trust and credibility with your customers. Another brilliant feature is automated messages. You can set up greeting messages to welcome new customers when they message you for the first time, or even after a period of inactivity. It's like having a polite, ever-ready receptionist, isn't it? But that's not all. You can also set away messages when you're not available, ensuring that your customers always feel heard. Gone are the days of scrambling to remember information about customers. With WhatsApp Business, you can label your chats and contacts, making it a breeze to organize your conversations. Imagine being able to immediately recall who's made a purchase, who's interested in a certain product, or who needs a follow-up. This level of organization is a game-changer, isn't it? But here's a personal favorite of mine. Quick replies. Think of all the common questions you get asked. Now, imagine having ready to send answers at the tap of a button. That's what Quick Replies offers. It saves time, maintains consistent communication, and, let's be honest, it can be a real lifesaver during those busy days. Let's not forget about statistics. WhatsApp Business provides insights into how your messages are doing, how many were successfully sent, delivered, and read. This data can help you tailor your communication strategy for maximum efficiency. Lastly, that green checkmark, the verified business account badge. Although it's not available to all businesses yet, getting this badge means WhatsApp has confirmed that an account is the authentic presence of the brand it represents. It's like a digital pat on the back saying, "Yep, this business is legit." In a nutshell, WhatsApp Business is designed to make your life easier and supercharge your customer interactions. With all these features at your fingertips, connecting with customers has never been more direct, professional, and, well, just plain cool. It really is a whole new frontier for customer communication, and with WhatsApp Business, you're right at the edge, ready to leap forward. So, ready to take your business to the next level with WhatsApp? I say, let's do it! So, now that you're familiar with WhatsApp and its business capabilities, let's talk about maximizing your outreach. If you're running a business, you understand the importance of reaching every potential customer, and WhatsApp can be your best friend in doing that. The very first thing you'll want to focus on is building your contact list, because the more contacts you have, the wider you can cast your net. Start by encouraging your customers to save your business number and share it with their contacts. You can do this by providing exceptional service that they'll talk about, or offer exclusive updates through WhatsApp like special offers and new product arrivals. Sometimes, simply placing a friendly request in your physical or digital store can get people to connect with you on WhatsApp. All right, now let's move on to broadcasting messages. WhatsApp Broadcast is a feature that lets you send a message to multiple contacts at once, as if they were BCC'd in an email. Here's the thing, each recipient gets the message as if it were sent just to them, making it feel more personal. This tool is fantastic for announcing flash sales, sending holiday greetings, or even updating customers on their order status, which boosts engagement and keeps your business top of mind. And let's not overlook the mightiness of customer support via WhatsApp. Responding quickly to queries or resolving issues using this platform can strengthen the trust and loyalty of your customers. To streamline this, set up automated messages to ensure customers that their message is received and they'll get a response soon. Being responsive and approachable through WhatsApp can truly set you apart from competitors who may still rely on more traditional and slower customer service channels. Lastly, remember, while growing your list and sending broadcasts, always respect your customers' privacy. Make sure your outreach is welcomed and not intrusive. Keep your communication helpful, informative, and occasional. This balance will help you reinforce positive relationships with your audience and lead to business growth through word of mouth and customer satisfaction. That's the gist on expanding your business outreach with WhatsApp. Efficient, isn't it? Just keep your messaging relevant, your customer support responsive, and always aim to add value for your contacts with every interaction. Now, why don't we dive into how you can market your products or services specifically through WhatsApp? So, you're curious about marketing on WhatsApp? Let's unwrap the creative ways you can promote your products or services. First up, status updates. Think of these as your business's own mini billboard. Put up a picture, a quick video, or even just a few words showcasing your latest offer, and it'll stay visible for 24 hours. It's a subtle tap on the shoulder of your contacts, reminding them, "Hey, look what we've got." Now, how about those direct messages? They're personal, direct, and have a high open rate. Why not send a tailored message to a returning customer? "Love that coffee maker you bought? We've got a great deal on filters." It's personalization that can drive sales. But remember, nobody likes spam, so keep it friendly, respectful, and infrequent. Group chats can also be a goldmine. With the right mix of customers, it can be like having a focus group for feedback or a fan club that gets first dibs on new offers. But it's essential to set ground rules, so it remains a helpful space for everyone. In every message, keep your tone consistent with your brand, whether that's professional, quirky, or somewhere in between. And always, I mean always, offer value. An exclusive tip, a first look at a new product, or even a special discount just for your WhatsApp contacts. Marketing on WhatsApp isn't about bombarding contacts with sales pitches. It's about building relationships. Keep the conversation going, provide value, and watch as your business grows, one message at a time. Imagine a local bakery that starts its day at the break of dawn, kneading dough and prepping pastries, getting them ready for the hungry crowd. Now picture them using WhatsApp to send a warm morning message along with their menu to their customers. This is no fantasy, but a sweet reality for a family-owned bakery in Atlanta that decided to put WhatsApp at the heart of their daily orders. Customers pre-order their favorite treats right from their bed, with photos of freshly baked goods popping up on their phone screens. Now, there's this boutique clothing store in Chicago. Rather than advertising sales in the traditional way, they share exclusive deals directly with their WhatsApp contact list. They send out messages with images of the latest fashion and personalized messages to loyal customers. Sales spiked as customers felt valued and enjoyed the inside scoop they got through these WhatsApp conversations. Lastly, let's take a trip to a small farm in Texas, harnessing the power of group chats. They use WhatsApp to update customers on harvests, share tips on how to use their produce, and even to alert them about the farmers' market days. By creating a community around their produce, they saw not only an increase in sales, but also in customer loyalty and engagement. These stories aren't just anecdotes, they're testaments to the incredible potential WhatsApp holds for businesses big and small. These owners went beyond the app's basic functions and turned it into a transformative tool for customer engagement and sales growth. And the most exciting part? Each of these strategies is accessible to any business eager to connect with their audience on a more personal level through WhatsApp. Now, let's take a moment to distill everything we've discussed into some key takeaways and best practices for using WhatsApp to grow your business. First and foremost, remember that WhatsApp offers a direct and personal way to communicate with your customers. It's imperative to maintain professionalism and respect user privacy. Always get consent before adding someone to a contact list or group chat. The WhatsApp Business app is your best friend here. Use its features to set an away message when you're not available, and use quick replies to speed up response time. Also, don't forget the importance of the business profile. It's your digital storefront, so make it count. Catalogs and automated messages aren't just bells and whistles. They're powerful tools that allow you to showcase your products and services and engage with customers efficiently, respectively. Regularly update your status to keep your audience informed about new products or offers. It's a subtle yet effective way to stay top of mind without being intrusive. And remember broadcasting messages? They're a great way to reach out to multiple customers at once, but use them sparingly. You want to make announcements, not spam your clients. Lastly, WhatsApp isn't just for customer acquisition. It's also about customer retention. Provide stellar customer support through the app, and you'll build loyalty. A happy customer can become a brand ambassador, spreading the word for you. Keep these pointers in mind, and you'll be on your way to leveraging WhatsApp not just as a messaging platform, but as a robust tool that can help you grow your business, foster customer relationships, and ultimately drive sales. Stay tuned, keep experimenting with WhatsApp features, and I guarantee you'll see the benefits in no time. Well, we're nearing the end of our voyage through the digital landscapes of WhatsApp, and I've got to say, I've loved every minute of sharing these tech tidbits with you. Here on It's American Tech Bite, we thrive on demystifying the tech that powers our businesses, and we're doing it one bite at a time. A big thank you to you for lending me your ears for today's episode. I hope your mind's buzzing with new ideas on how WhatsApp can play a pivotal role in scaling your venture. Whether you're just starting out, or you're a seasoned entrepreneur, there's always room to innovate and grow. Now, if today's episode stirred any questions, or you've got stories of your own to share about how WhatsApp has transformed your business, I'm all ears. Drop your comments, shoot us a message. Your insights could be the beacon for someone else's business journey. And oh, before you hit pause on this episode, here's a little teaser about our next Tech Bite. We'll be diving into the world of social media algorithms. That's right, we'll unravel the mystery behind why certain content skyrockets while others hardly take flight. So make sure to tune in, because understanding these digital currents could be the wind beneath your business's wings. Stay curious, stay innovative, and here's to making every Tech Bite count. This is Roger Heilig, signing off, but always plugged in. Catch you on the flip side.